Joe Biden tells prayer breakfast the country must defeat political extremism. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 5, 2021. President Joe Biden addressed the National Prayer Breakfast on Thursday, calling for the defeat of political extremism, white supremacy and domestic terrorism. "We've just witnessed images we've never imagined, images that now we'll never forget," Biden said. "A violent assault of the U.S. Capitol, an assault on our democracy, and a violent threat that threatens lives and took lives. We know now that we must defeat political extremism, white supremacy and domestic terrorism," he said. "For so many in our nation, this is a dark, dark time." Curiously, Biden did not mention the ongoing violence over the past summer, with entire city blocks taken captive by armed mobs. According to a report last October in the Guardian newspaper, at least 25 Americans lost their lives during the riots and violent protests organized by Black Lives Matter and Antifa militants over the summer, riots that most Democrats refuse to condemn. By identifying political extremism with white supremacy, Biden also failed to acknowledge the radical extremists of his own party, some of whom embrace Marxism, reject the American founding, or make anti-Semitic remarks with impunity. "So where do we turn? Faith," Biden continued, citing Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard that faith sees best in the dark. "For me, in the darkest moments, faith provides hope and solace. It provides clarity and purpose as well," Biden added. "Faith shows the way forward as one nation in a common purpose, to respect one another, to care for one another, to leave no one behind," Biden said. He continued, "These aren't Democrats and Republicans going hungry in our nation. There are fellow Americans, fellow human beings. These aren't Democrats or Republicans going without health care in America. They are our fellow Americans, fellow human beings. There aren't Democrats and Republicans being evicted from their homes. They are our fellow Americans, fellow human beings. These aren't Democrats or Republicans losing their lives to this deadly virus. They are our fellow Americans, fellow human beings." Oddly, Biden did not mention the babies killed in their mothers' wombs through abortion. The number one cause of death in the U.S. are not Republicans or Democrats either, but simply Americans. This is apparently an area where Biden's Catholic faith provides no guidance whatsoever. "This is not a nation that can, or will, simply stand by and watch this," he added. "It is not who we are. It's not who faith calls us to be. It's by our works and not just our words that we're going to be judged," he said. "We need one another. We need to lean on one another, lift one another up," he said. "Let faith guide us out of the darkness and into the light." The coming weeks will reveal whether Biden is serious about healing and lifting each other up, or whether he will continue to demonize and trample on his political opponents. Follow @WilliamsRome.